As you know, there's so much bad news today. It's just terrible. There are bombings and murders and abductions and scandals and betrayals and treachery of every kind. Such horrific reports as we get almost daily. Somebody tried to shoot up the Dallas police station this morning. They did harm to the police station. They didn't harm any people, and the assailant is no longer. It was just a very foolish act, it seems to me, but then, you know, I don't know all the details, but I read what I could about it. But while I was thinking on these things, of all the bad news that's going around, a phrase kept going through my head, running through over and over again. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. As you no doubt know, that phrase comes from the Sermon on the Mount. And specifically, it comes from what's called, erroneously, unfortunately, the Lord's Prayer. It's the Lord's model prayer. It's Matthew 6 and verse 13 is the verse. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Now, do not lead us into temptation is not a prayer to avoid being tempted. I've talked with people who say, well, I prayed, God, just take the temptation away. Brethren, I think everyone knows that as long as we're in the flesh, we're going to have the desires of the flesh. There are temptations to the flesh. And it's there. Look at James, if you would, chapter 1. James, chapter 1. And beginning in verse 12. James, chapter 1, and verse 12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. There are all kinds of temptations, some of our own things and various trials that come up. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. I'd like to point out to you, those in the congregation who know that this word endure is a form of that word hupomone, which means to endure under great circumstances and to stand there. But he who endures, he bears up under temptation. For when he has been approved, well, you approve when you don't fall into the temptation, right? For when he is approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Going through various fleshly temptations, some of our own making and others, things put onto us, are bringing us to the place where we'll have the crown of life. That's the whole point. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he's been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. So Christ's model prayer is a request for help of not entering into or giving into temptation. Verse 13, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil. Did you know that? He has no desire to lie. He has no desire to steal. He doesn't covet what anybody else has. He's not tempted with sin. He knows how terrible it is, how negative it is, and it doesn't draw him. We're flesh. We're flesh. Let no man say when he's tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil. Nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. We have our